Hate crimes against Asian Americans are on the rise. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ying Liu, research scientist at the Center for Economic and Social Research at the USC Dornsife College of Letters, Arts, and Sciences, explores this topic.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen a growing number of news stories reporting horrifying acts of anti-Asian discrimination. But is that reflective of actual surge of such incidents? Our nationwide study shows that it is. We found that from June 2020 to February 2021, Asian Americans experienced more threats and harassment than any other racial or ethnic group in the United States. The number of incidents spiked in late July and November when Asians were targeted even more than African Americans and Latinos, who are generally most likely to be targets of racial bias. Our findings were based on data from a nationally representative online panel of more than 7,000 adults. The panel members answer survey questions every 2 weeks about how the pandemic affects their attitudes, lives, and behaviors. The most recent poll, taken late February, revealed that in the previous 2 weeks, 11% of Asian Americans were threatened or harassed. This compared to 8% of African Americans, 6% of Latinos, and 5% of white people. Has the pandemic played a role in this surge? Yes, we see evidence of that. We asked if the survey respondents were discriminated because they were perceived to have the coronavirus, whether or not they actually did. People who previously experienced this coronavirus-related bias were 5 times more likely to be threatened or harassed later for any reason than those who had not been targeted for discrimination because of the coronavirus. The link was true for all races, but particularly so for people of Asian descent.
That was Ying Liu of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.